This is Christ Together Radio. For the next hour, listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy discuss how God is working in the Church of Western New York. God is on a mission in Buffalo, and we want you to hear about what is happening and where it's happening, and join in. So grab that second cup of coffee and listen in to Christ Together Radio.
Welcome to Christ Together Radio, another week where we dig into what God is doing in Western New York and throughout our region. As myself, Brett Larson, and Ryan Cozy join you each Sunday at 11 a.m. and also online at WDCXradio.com just to talk about Christ Together and what God is doing as he's on mission in our area. Ryan, some great shows recently, or great programs recently, and it seems like the more we dig into the traction of how God is working in so many different tentacles that go out.
Yeah.
In the Western New York area, my eyes are being opened.
Yeah, you know, and I felt like last week we had a two-week shot there of Deb and Al Warner, yeah. And it was just great. It was great to hear and to have a deeper understanding of the variety of things that are going on in the city, of Buffalo in particular. And I mean, that's just one of those things that I think that part of our joy of being able to educate the listening audience is to help them understand that there is a great diversity of things that are happening in the kingdom of God in the region. Yeah. And so having practitioners like Deb and Al who have given their lives for the last 20 years to this, it's just cool. It's cool to be partnered with them.
Well, what I love, Ryan, is that we talk to people who are doing a new work and a new thing, and God talk in Scripture, he talks about, you know, sing to me a new song. Mm. He wants to do a new thing.
Yeah.
But what is also valued is the long road, and I loved that discussion last week because it should encourage all of us that when we have hard days and we kind of want to give up doing this because it's not easy doing yeah. ministry financially or otherwise. That you know, to stick with it, and yeah. There's joy at some morning. Sometime morning will rise, and there's you're going to see the fruits of your labor.
Yeah, and you know, I think it was Al who mentioned that, and it's funny. As soon as he brought up the quote, I knew exactly where I'd seen it the first time. But the African proverb that if you want to go fast, go alone; mm-hmm. if you want to go far, go together. And I just think, man, if the churches and the ministries that are connected to the Church of Western New York can get a deeper sense of understanding what that looks like and not identify with the distinctives, but identify with the commonalities first. Mm. I just feel like the kingdom of God could be a tidal wave. I really do. Mm. And so it's my hope that we can better help the listening audience understand that God's up to some great stuff. And maybe they can be a part of being an instrumental part of seeing that happen even as a church partner in the future in this
yeah,
region.
Absolutely. This week we have Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership, a.k.a. BUMP, which
BUMP.
I think is just a cool and memorable way to title something. But it's the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership, and Steve Schenck joins us in studios, along with Aisha Kwong, who is going to chime in from time to time and keep us on the straight and narrow. Right, Aisha? All right. Before we get started, Ryan, would you lead us in a quick word of prayer,
yeah,
and then we'll go
absolutely.
To break and hit it.
Yeah. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for what you're doing in the region. I pray that you will continue to help us have meaningful paths of deeper partnership as representatives of the Church of Western New York. God, I thank you for Steve and for Aisha, Lord, the work that they are connected to through BUMP. Lord, I've known Steve for a while, and I know that he has a true kingdom heart. I know that he's doing good work in the region, and I pray that this episode would be one in which we create a greater sense of awareness as to the good things that are going on as people bring good deeds and good news of the gospel to places all throughout this region. In your name we pray. Amen.
You're listening to Christ Together Radio. For more, go to WDCXradio.com. Click on Programs. Go to Christ Together Radio. You'll find all the information you need. I'm Brett Larson, Ryan Cozy. We have BUMP in studio today, so you don't want to miss it. We'll be right back after this.
This is Christ Together Radio, a program where we help you join God on his mission. Listen in as hosts Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy bring you into the roundtable discussion of what God is doing through the Church of Western New York.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. I'm Brett Larson alongside Ryan Cozy as we co-host today. We're talking with BUMP, with Steve Schenck and Aisha Kwong from BUMP, which is our Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership here on Christ Together Radio. As I mentioned before the break, if you want to catch up on what Christ Together Radio is doing, some of our past episodes, every one of our programs or episodes, whatever you call them, are on WDCXradio.com. Go to Programs, click Christ Together Radio, and there's a little thing that says Christ Together Radio audio file or something like that, and click that. You'll be able to podcast or stream all of our past programs. You can kind of catch up, and there's some really interesting programs there. You know, I was just thinking the other day, Ryan, of the one we did with Jim Murphy about evangelism, how powerful that is. And
yeah, the evangelization of a region. That was, My Circle partnership, for sure.
That was fantastic. So if you're struggling with evangelism or you don't know what to do, that's a great one to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
They're all titled, and you can listen to all of them there. But for today, we're going to be talking with Bump. So, Steve, welcome to WDCX. And have you been here before?
I've never been here before. Never been here before.
Yeah. Well, it's greater in imagination than it is in reality.
There you go.
Long time listener, first time guest.
Kind of like my looks. Better in imagination than in reality.
You sound so beautiful.
Yeah, I sound beautiful, don't I?
That is a face for radio.
Then you see him, you're like, whoa. Anyway, on to other things. Welcome to WDCX. And hey, can you just for myself, really, tell us in your elevator pitch of what Bump does, where the genesis of it was, who thought up of doing this, and your role there.
Well, so what Bump does, the short version is we run a kind of like a gap year program. It's a year-long internship program for folks who are interested in doing ministry in Buffalo. And there's a wide array of ministry opportunities at nonprofits and churches, so a lot of different kinds of ministry. While they're doing that, we have a weekly class. It's not super academically rigorous, but it's kind of like a missiology for the city class. And then they are also living together. So those are kind of the three pieces of the program, is a year of service or of ministry work, a year of living in community, participating in the life of the church, and a year of just kind of learning more about what God is doing in our city.
Tell the audience a little bit, how did it start?
Yeah.
Like, what was the genesis moment for Bump? Because I know it's not super old.
No.
So talk about how that all got started.
Well, so this is our third year of actually running the program. I'm not the founder. There was actually a group of us that founded Bump together. There were several pastors who had been meeting for years, really had started just, I'm not from Buffalo. I'd come to Buffalo, didn't know anybody, and needed somebody to pray for me. So that was kind of like the genesis of the relationships. And so there was a group of folks who were meeting together for years, actually breakfast, prayer, conversation. It had turned into just kind of like this place for people who are interested in ministry to just gather and talk about whatever. At some point, a friend of mine who's a retired business guy, who sometimes doesn't like that all pastors do is sit around and talk, showed up to our meeting.
He sits around and talks a lot.
He does, though, yes. So he showed up and he said, all you guys do is talk. When are you going to do something? And we had enough respect for him, and he had enough respect for us that we actually took the question seriously and started thinking about, well, what would we do together? Mm-hmm. We had enough relationship that we and this is a group, a pretty theologically diverse group. I mean, we were all Christians, but again, coming from pretty different places with regard to tradition and theological stream. All of us at the table were not from Buffalo, and were from different kinds of places culturally, and had all wrestled with just like, okay, so what does it mean to like do ministry here? And we had seen also, again, that there's just a stream of folks coming into Buffalo who are coming from the outside wanting to help, who are wrestling with some of those same things. And it was like, man, like we could actually do something to help there. And the things that we felt like we could do to help were, one, provide supportive community, because that was something that we had lacked, and two, help people kind of have a framework for understanding what is God up to in the city, and what does it mean to even, you know, live in a city like Buffalo if you don't come from a place like Buffalo. It took us probably a year to kind of get the ball rolling, but that's the genesis of Bump.
Yeah. So one of the things I hit on earlier, and it's funny because I can remember the first time we met. I don't know if you remember this, but it was at a coffee house on Delaware and Chippewa.
Yep, I do.
And I remember at the time you were bivocational.
Yep.
I think you were a contractor running wire for Time Warner.
Yep.
Is that okay to say? I just said it. It doesn't matter.
Let's edit that out.
He's running wire, and I just
we're sponsored by AT&T. So
I remember just going, man, I really sensed, and I'm, I, you know, full confession, I'm a little more of a charismatic. And so I just felt a sense in me that I was going to see you again. Didn't know what that meant, didn't know what that looked like. And even, and that was just a few years before it was like, wow, you know, God is really using this man, you know. But you talked about not being from here. Mm-hmm. So help, you know, just for the listening audience, where are you from?
Yeah.
How did you get here?
Yeah.
And what has been the experience for you of Buffalo? It's a unique city.
Yes.
And what has that experience been for you?
Well, so I'm from Northern California. I was born in Southern California, but raised in Northern California. It's a very small town called Redding, way up north, and I actually grew up.
I know it well.
Yeah, so I mean, it's famous in some Christian circles for it's the home of Bethel. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to church there. I went to a Vineyard church in Redding, but I actually grew up outside of Redding in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So again, you know, when you think of California, you don't necessarily think of country people, but I'm a country
farmlands
person.
Up there.
Yeah. Having been to Redding, this is not, okay. Not, has nothing to do with Bethel. It's just I traveled and sang with one of the girls that I traveled with was from Redding, so
okay.
We did a bunch of stuff up in Redding. Why would you leave Redding? Have you ever been there, Ryan?
I have. I'm more of a city guy, so for me, like, farms are like, hey, that's awesome. I don't want to plant crops. I don't want to help with rice.
See, I'm a country boy. Like Redding's where I would go.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Like, I mean, so one of the things...
Were you on the run? I mean...
Well, not at all. No, okay, not at all.
There was a crime of passion.
Sorry, yeah, sorry, sorry to disrupt, but that was just like, what? Yeah, wow, okay.
Well, I do understand that. I mean, Redding is a beautiful place, beautiful. Surrounded by mountains, big mountains, snow cat. So, I mean, it, you know, be 120 degrees in Redding and you could see snow on three sides. I did love growing up there. I mean, the short version is God got a hold of my life. You know, my wife and I had plans to kind of build our own kingdom and kind of sprinkle a little Jesus on it, and that wasn't his plan for our life at all. So,
just a dash of the
just a little bit, yeah. You know, I won't swear at people, and I'll go to church on Sundays, and that was You know, we had faith, but we got connected to a church there in Redding. It was a Vineyard church, and I just wanted more of Jesus. My wife and I just wanted to follow Jesus. That was it. It was that simple. And, you know, I had grown up in churches, but had never really experienced kind of community life. That's just not how my family did church. And so we began to just discover what body life was like and had brothers and sisters in Christ who loved us and were encouraging us in our faith. And so we got more and more involved in the church and then began to discern a call to ministry. But thought that would, like, I'll be an associate pastor here forever because these are, you know, these are my family and friends. And
you began working in that church?
Most folks in the Vineyard, I mean, bivocational ministry is a pretty normal kind of model of ministry. So our senior pastor at the time was taking a salary, but everybody else who was leading anything wasn't. So I actually became a licensed pastor there, but was working. I worked construction for a few years and then actually started working for the cable contractor in Redding. And it was about that time that God was stirring our heart to be involved in a city. And that was kind of like, well, I don't even know what that means. I don't know obviously we're going to be leaving Redding if we're going to do that. And so that was a really just kind of like, I don't know what this means, but I know that God is doing this. And we began to pray. And it was really probably a year-long process of just seeking God for, like, why is this in our hearts? And what does that mean? And what do we do with it before we kind of highlighted some places to go visit? And Buffalo was one of those places. And when we came here, it was like, this is where God wants us
what
to be.
What put Buffalo on the map for you? Like, how does Buffalo get highlighted?
Yeah. So my wife is actually from Bath, New York.
Okay.
So that was part of the reason we were kind of looking East Coast, West Coast. We'd actually done some short-term work overseas and really felt like God said, stay in America, go to a city. That was kind of like what we had. Mm-hmm. And so we're like, well, I don't know. What do you do?
What are the worst cities that need help? Buffalo. <Just kidding.
laughs> We came to Buffalo, and I had been doing some reading about Buffalo, and there just was so much about Buffalo that we were attracted to.
Sure.
And then when we came here, really just fell in love with it and moved here a year later. And that was, we actually moved here a month before the October storm in 2006. So we got a lot of welcome to Buffalo, California.
Yeah, boy, California that was that, yeah. A lot of people. I think Benji Cowart, if you remember, the Benji and Jenna Cowart moved here. Because I remember helping them. They were kind of from the south. They were like, uh-oh.
What is this?
This is not going to go well, you know? Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a memorable moment.
You know, it's interesting, just an observation. You know, God continues to, I think there's a couple of things that are happening in the region, and this, I just highlight one of them. I think God is bringing people from outside of Western New York to come in to participate in the evangelization of the city. Not separate, meaning good deeds and good news, right? Yeah. So we don't want those divorced, right? And I know that's a passion that you have, is
for sure.
tangibly meeting needs, so that you can have a conversation about the kingdom, right? Amen. I mean, I know that's a passion that you have. It's a passion that I have. And it's fun because as the Lord is bringing in people from outside the region, he's also bringing back native sons and native daughters, which I think is really cool. And then there are native sons and native daughters that are growing up in the area. Yeah. So it's just kind of cool to see, like, hey, you know, the Lord was at work in a family's life in Northern California and said, Buffalo.
Yeah,
you know, and they responded in obedience. It's really cool.
Ryan, we've talked to several weeks about the church leading in initiatives, not waiting for others, but to actually step out. Last episode with the Warners, we were talking about how the church needs to lead the charge as people move back into Buffalo, lead that charge. And it's the same thing with for a long time growing up here, it was nobody ever came to Buffalo. Everybody left Buffalo.
Right,
and it's just kind of interesting now to see that there are those like yourself, Steve, who have run to us as a city and said, I want to go there.
Right.
I want to help. I want to become a part of what God is doing there. I want to leave a beautiful place like Redding where I can ski year-round and whatever. Oh, my. And I'm going to run to Buffalo because, God, you want me there. And I think that sets an example, and it says something about the heart of the ministry of the city, is that people are running to us finally, and as a native, that's special to me.
It is, and I just clarification point for the listeners that sometimes the best example of the church rising up is through partner church ministries, right? That there are kingdom citizens in these ministries that are creating awareness, and that is helping, you know, local church leadership to go, hey, yeah, this is, you know, so that the full representation of kingdom. On display in local churches, yes, but also in partner ministries that are doing great work, for sure.
Yeah, working together. Pull on the same rope, as they
say. Absolutely, absolutely. It's good stuff.
So we have a guest in studio today.
Yes, we do.
Two. No,
not. Oh, well, I'm looking at Aisha.
Are we?
Oh, yes, my Big Ed is here. My father has traveled from the deep south of Charleston, South Carolina, but he's back. He's a Yankee by birth, and he still deals with having to help people in the South understand that the South lost.
Yeah.
And we're a union.
Oh, my goodness. You realize this is on the web, right?
I think a friend of mine
their interwebs go everywhere.
A friend of mine from Atlanta said he was a senior in high school when he realized that the South lost. And I was like, that is a misjustice of social studies.
Yeah, I went to college in the South, and I had some roommates that were still fighting the battle.
I don't understand either.
It's anyway, something about pride or something.
Yes.
So anyway, Big Ed, welcome. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Bump and with Steve Shank and Aisha Kwong and just about what their ministry is doing as a part of Buffalo. I really enjoyed hearing your story, Steve, about how God has just worked in your life and in your wife's life to bring you back into Western New York, her back and you into Western New York to follow God's call. And it means a lot to us as people continue, again, to pour into our region to try to help work together for the furtherance of our gospel. And I believe that God is using people like yourself who have answered his call to create this renaissance that is happening in the Buffalo region. You know, we in the midst of it, we look back, and I remember when this whole Christ Together, and I don't think it was even called Christ Together, Kingdom Alliance and a bunch of different things have come up, and as the church has led in kind of sparking that, it's just cool to watch how industry has followed and how Buffalo is coming alive. So I want to talk more about Bump when we come back from our break. You're listening to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy here in studio with Steve Schenck and Aisha Kwong of Bump.
Email your questions to Brett and Ryan about anything you've heard, or just about anything you can think of. Send them to ctr@wdcxradio.com. That's ctr@wdcxradio.com.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson, Ryan Cozy. Joined today in studio by Steve Schenck and Aisha Kwong of BUMP, which is the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership. We last segment heard from Steve and just got a little bit of the background of his really calling to Western New York and what that meant. And talked a little bit about, you know, how God works to bring people and to spark what, you know, what begins a work in cities. And, you know, Steve, we did talk just a few seconds ago in the break. We always talk about our breaks here because that's when everybody lets their hair down. We get all the good info.
But we Steve let his hair down. I didn't know you had that much hair.
No.
That's a lot of back hair, buddy.
Okay. That's great. But we talked briefly. We've discussed this issue on the show, and one of the things, and we kind of carry this thread throughout the station, even in Lifeline, which is daily, and any kind of talk show we do, is that nothing's off the table. In a lot of radio, there's management who would be represented by myself, who puts the handcuffs on because of ratings and different things. And we don't want to do that here. We want to just leave it open because we believe that when we're open and honest, that's where God can come in and work, and we have honest conversations. And I did mention, and Ryan reminded me in the break, that, you know, when we talk about things, Buffalo, we kind of speak because, and this is, I think, puts perspective from those of us who are involved and have been involved in the city for many years, because we've struggled for so many years as a city.
Yeah.
It hasn't been horrible. It's still a great town and everything. It's just economically, it's just a little depressed. We haven't experienced the growth other places have. The good side is we don't get the drop either, but
we're insulated from recession because we've been in one since 1950. Yeah,
exactly. We know how to live with it. You live with the pain. Yeah. But one of the things that happens is when there's a little bit of movement, we tend to think we've arrived. Hmm. And I think that's an interesting perspective to look at from people like myself. It's like, hey, there's buildings going up. Holy cow, there's cranes in Buffalo.
There's cranes in Buffalo.
We're going to watch this. We're going to be a mega city in 2 years. You know, we're kind of like, we're already there in our minds. And you guys bring up a good point, is that, hey, you know, there's still some real big pain points. We talk about pain points. Yeah. And we've talked about those here. We brought in, you know, the Clark brothers and others. And those of us involved and kind of watching things happen need to be reminded of that.
Yeah.
And you guys mentioned that. So tell me, in your context of work, how does that play in? Because I sensed that, and I'm just curious, because I sensed that you're like, oh, yeah, we're not there yet. There's some real pain and real issues. Tell me what that sparked in your mind.
I'm excited for what is going on in Buffalo. There's a lot of really exciting things happening spiritually, physically, economically. So that's all good. Mm-hmm. I think the question is, who is benefiting from it and who isn't? And, I pastor a church as well as help to lead BUMP. And our church is a neighborhood church in a pretty impoverished neighborhood on the west side. Mm-hmm. And so there aren't a lot of folks in our neighborhood that are experiencing the Buffalo Renaissance.
Sure.
I think the west side is a neighborhood that's improving. And so there are hopeful signs, and people are beginning to see that and experience that. Mm-hmm. But there are still, you know, people who don't have jobs, or, you know, houses where it doesn't even make financial sense to fix your roof because, you know, so I mean, there are still those kinds of problems that are happening. And then when it comes to BUMP, you know, all of our partner ministries, the placements that we place people into are almost all involved in some sort of development work on the west side, and to a little bit lesser degree on the east side, in neighborhoods where a lot of the folks aren't necessarily experiencing some of the good things that are going on in the city. So again, I don't think that there's anybody out there saying, hey, we want to improve things for just one segment of society. I mean, that's a real question, is are we as a city going to have a renaissance that only benefits one section of the city or one segment of the population? Or is this something that actually everybody's going to get a chance to get in on?
Yeah. And it is interesting because, you know, there are folks, I mean, I was in a conversation where this wasn't too long ago, and I think that it's important to set the table for this conversation. One is, like, I was invited in to do some research on vocational training in the region. Mm-hmm. And you say, well, geez, you're a pastor at a local church. Why would you be interested in that? Well, to be honest, when you look at the full spectrum of evangelization of a region,
yes.
A lot of times it doesn't start with just proclamation and exegeting Scripture appropriately. Although, if you do exegete Scripture appropriately, you understand the command of the poor and toward the poor and the marginalized,
right,
and those that get forgotten. Yeah. And so I find myself in this meeting, and it was interesting because one gentleman has a friend who's bought up 8 properties in a particular mm-hmm. area. Mm-hmm. And he literally has a metric where he just looks at how property values are going up, and it's literally his metric to decide on if he increases rent or not. He has no relationship with the tenants.
Yeah.
And I realize, like, you know, sometimes landlords don't, you know, sometimes yeah. they'll tell you, like, just keep your space. Mm-hmm. But there is this aspect of, but as Christ followers, as kingdom citizens, that might be a good business practice, but is it the best kingdom practice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so that's the kind of conversation that, as Renaissance happens, yeah. right? I feel like this is this incredible opportunity for yes. kingdom citizens mm-hmm. to look around and go, yeah, you know, there's a great Renaissance, and maybe God has gifted you in business to be a property owner, but and that's great, but maybe the kingdom also requires you more sacrificially to look at how you engage in bringing the gospel to tenants, yeah. or how you engage in hiring Amen. Practices and stuff like that. And so, you know, it's crazy because these are moments where, and I've sat down with folks, well-intentioned folks, and you talk about you talk along those lines, and by the way, it's not just me, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like God has only allowed me to begin thinking like this because I've begun the process of walking with men and women mm-hmm. that have been faithful kingdom citizens in the city doing ministry mm-hmm. for years prior to me.
Yeah.
And so as God has been, you know, kind of covering me in the dust of my rabbis, mm-hmm. meaning mm-hmm. the people who have gone before me,
yeah.
I just realized, like, hey, Renaissance, let's celebrate Renaissance. And as kingdom citizens,
yeah.
let's look at how we can flip the Renaissance on its ear by doing things that are so kingdom focused yeah. that it leaves people scratching their head. And I think that we absolutely can participate in the Renaissance, and yep. we can see things happen. And I long for those opportunities of how the kingdom, in the midst of the Renaissance, can demonstrate mm-hmm. something that is so Christ-centered that the Renaissance folks look at it and go, man, that's really different, and that's really cool.
Yeah.
And it's messy, and it's hard, and it requires yeah. much more intentional conversation. But I'm excited about that, and
yeah.
you know, I know that that's part of yeah. your heart, Steve.
Well, it does tie into something that's really core to what BUMP is about, and that is that, to a certain degree, almost like a redefinition of what ministry is. So I came from a church background where, you know, ministry was something that pastors did, and the carpenters and the lawyers and the mm-hmm. stay-at-home moms and the artists kind of looked over the pastor's shoulder and said, that looks like fun, can I try it? And maybe they got to do a little bit of it. And coming to the west side of Buffalo, man, it is gardeners and carpenters and doctors and neighbors who are doing ministry. And as a pastor, I'm like looking over their shoulder going, wow, that kind of looks like fun, can I try that?
Yeah. Maybe you can't be a doctor.
Well, yeah. but I actually have gotten to hang out at, you know, the Jericho Road yeah, Health Center and,
yeah.
and, awesome. And, you know, shadow doctors and actually absolutely. Talk to patients and pray with them. And so there are doors that are being opened for the gospel, and there is kingdom work that's being done that pastors almost have nothing to do with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that is God's vision for the church, right? The church is not Christians going to a building being ministered to by a pastor. The church is this network of people who love Christ and are following him and using whatever gifts they have and whatever callings they have to advance his purposes, you know, in their city and their neighborhood. And that's something that really is essential to BUMP. You know,
yeah.
we're placing people. There are, I think this year there's one person doing an internship at a church, and everybody else is doing you know, work at a nonprofit, whether it's working at a garden, you know, mentoring kids who are working with them, pulling weeds and growing fresh produce, whether it's, you know, working in a medical internship. We have somebody doing work as an accountant for a nonprofit. So there's just this wide scope of, mm-hmm. You know, kinds of work that I think we ought to think of as ministry.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting, too, if you're listening right now and you're going, man, I didn't know all that's going on. I think it's good. You've hinted at partners. I said, hey, we got great partners. Let's talk about the partners.
Yeah.
Tell me who, like when Bump is firing on all cylinders, talk with me about those Kingdom partners that you have and what you're excited about in partnering with them.
Yeah. Well, so partnership is really kind of the other like kind of core value of Bump. I mean, you heard a little bit of the genesis of it. So there are right now three churches that are partnering in the actual creation and running of Bump. That's Village Church, Lafayette Avenue Presbyterian Church, and then the church that I pastor, the Buffalo Vineyard. There was also another church that was involved in the creation of it. Pastor Nate Pressinger was a Lutheran pastor at Parkside Lutheran. He actually moved out of town. And then there are a couple of nonprofits. So Jericho Road is a huge one. They're a large organization. They're one of our partners. 716 Ministries, Weedy Westminster Economic Development Initiative. And then Five Loaves Farm. So those are the ones that we're currently partnering with. So those are the organizations that, you know, interns are placed with or churches that are actually making these things happen. Then we also have, you know, there are other organizations that have actually contributed in different ways to just make things go. Hamburg Wesleyan Church has been a huge supporter and partner in many different ways. Those are kind of some of the players. And then we've had placements at other places in the past or relationships that we're kind of exploring and developing for the future too.
When somebody partners with what you're doing with Bump, I mean, what does a partner consist of? I mean, you said you do some placement with your gap year type internships. And what other ways do they partner? Is it financial? Is it through providing opportunity for people to do things?
Yeah. So I think that's, I mean, you know, we take checks if somebody wants to write a check. Like, I think everybody does
and
that.
And who do we make that check out? Right. Yes. Seriously, Bump?
A-I-C-H-A. No, I'm joking.
Aisha.
Yeah, I mean, if people do want to write a check to Bump, they certainly could, and we will put it to good use. But actually, we found that there are much deeper levels of partnership that really go to like strategizing together and thinking creatively about the resources that we have that aren't money. And so again, like, hey, would you like us to find Aisha for you and have her work for you? And, you know, Jericho Road said, absolutely, we would love that. But then they've said to us, hey, would you like it if we made available to you some slots for you to fill, for people to come and work for us, but also learn. And we said, yes, we would love that. And Aisha said, yes, I would love that. And so it's that kind of like, you know, what are we trying to do that you guys could do with us or could do for us or we could do together? And that's really what Bump is. It's this network of partnerships and, you know, where people are organizations are strategizing together saying, this is what we believe God wants to do in this situation or in this neighborhood or in this ministry. And even though we don't all wear the same hats, I might work for this organization and you work for that one, we all believe this is what God wants to do. So what are the different pieces of the puzzle that we all bring to contribute to what God wants to do in this situation or in this person's life or in this ministry or in this neighborhood? And let's do it together because, I mean, it does say we're all on the same team. So, like, let's act like we're all on the same team.
If an organization is hearing this and they say, man, that's interesting. Like I just think about, I had a meeting yesterday with PATH. Julie Palmer, People Against Trafficking Humans, just learning more about what God is doing in and through that organization. If an organization is interested saying, hey, what does it look like for us to partner with you? What do we do?
I mean, the first step would be just to connect with us. So, I mean, you can Google us, we're online, We would love to connect with anybody about any kind of partnership. And we do have, you know, we have partners in the city. We have partners in the suburbs. We have partners that are nonprofits, partners that are churches, you know. And so we would just kind of explore, like, what makes sense? How could we partner together? And really, I'm convinced that there's probably not anybody in the city of Buffalo or in Western New York who is following Jesus that we couldn't find a creative way to partner together.
I don't know.
I don't know if we can.
I would take the challenge.
Try me.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great.
We just have a couple minutes left before we need to take a break. But can you just briefly introduce Aisha and maybe you can talk about her before she talks about her. Or, just Yeah, just introduce what we're going to talk about, yeah, and we can start doing that in our next segment here.
Well, so Aisha is somebody, I'm sure she'll tell a little bit more of her own story, mm-hmm, but she is in our program this year. So she's here to just kind of share with us what it feels like to actually be a program participant in, yeah, BOMP.
And they've connected you with Jericho Road. Did I gather that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Great. Great. Well, listen, we're going to talk more with Aisha when we get back. You won't want to miss this because it brings it all to action. We've talked about philosophy, kind of what you guys are doing, but we can talk about the action points of what it looks like to engage when God says, hey, get involved in this, and to actually connect people. And like you said, your businessman friend that came in and said, why don't you guys do something? Well, we did something, and here it is.
Why don't you take that, dude?
Yeah, exactly. Watch this.
Why don't you do some more? Okay.
Okay,
stop.
Fine. Exactly. The argument in your head. You ever have those? Yeah. All right, you're listening to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy hosting today. We're talking with BOMP and Steve Shank, and Aisha is going to join us in just a minute. Aisha Kwong, right? Did,
yes,
I say it right?
That's
good,
correct.
Good. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and, you know, your story. Christ Together Radio, join us every weekend on Sundays at what time in the world?
11.
Where am I, Ryan?
The Christian Drive Hour.
Christian Drive
Hour. Whatever that is.
Yeah, 11 a.m. on Sundays. Also online at WDCXradio.com. Go to programs and click Christ Together Radio. We'll be back right after this, and I'll get my voice back.
This is Christ Together Radio with WDCX General Manager Brett Larson and Pastor Ryan Cozy, Pastor of Missional Living at The Chapel.
Welcome back to Christ Together Radio. Brett Larson and Ryan Cozy hosting today as we talk with Steve Shank and Aisha Kwong now from BOMP Ministries, which is the Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership. Those aren't for you. I'm kidding. Steve, if you're just...
you can't have those. Those are the general managers. That's the general manager dish.
Oh, boy. I'm just... Just to give you driving out there or whoever, your context, he just wants to get a cough drop from our... We have cough drops in here in case people start getting... I was just kidding.
Ha-ha.
Ha-ha. Real funny, right? Well, we're talking with Steve Shank and Aisha Kwong of Buffalo Urban Mission Partnership. AKA BOMP. And
BOMP.
Just talking with Steve about his call to get involved with what God is doing in Western New York and actually take action and connect people to ministries where they can get involved. And one of those people that have joined you today is Aisha. And maybe you can just start with telling us your story. I heard you're from Africa.
Yes.
Why don't you just start there? Start in Africa and come to the U.S.
Cool. Well, yeah, I'm from Cameroon. It's, mm-hmm, West Africa.
Yeah.
So I lived all my life there. But I moved here, as in Houghton, on an international student visa from a city called Douala. So I moved here in 2010. I went to Houghton Academy, located in, Western New York. Small, really small. Really small class.
A little different than Cameroon.
Right. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Right. I completed my junior and senior year, and I was in town. I was like, oh, I'll just, you know, keep going. And I went to graduate from the academy and went to Houghton College. So did all 4 years at Houghton, and I got my undergraduate degree in political science. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's a little bit about, you know, how I've been here for 6 years now, and, you know, like, basically adapting and, like, cultural, you know, differences. And, yeah, but mm-hmm, it's been fun so far. And so, yeah, so I guess heard about BOMP my senior year because I took a gap. I took a gap semester between my junior and senior year. So when I went back, I was like focusing on catching up on classes and you know, doing well with classes and all that stuff. So I was like, you know, I eventually plan on going back to school. But Steve and I believe Stephanie came and they were telling us about BOMP. I was like, wow, this sounds like a, you know, like a interesting you know, and I, you know, like to, like, look more into it and be a part of it. And so that's how I applied, through Stephanie, who also graduated from Houghton. So, yeah, she connected me with the program. And so, yeah, so that's how I got myself here. And, yeah, like we said, my placement is with Jericho Road. I am an ESL teacher, which is, you know, nothing like I would have ever expected. But it's an awesome experience. I work with refugee adult students from mostly from Burma, a few from Somalia, Eritrea, and South Sudan. So yeah, it's been a great experience. I love my students. I'm enjoying it, just interacting with them. And right now we're in a break, but I do miss them. But it's just awesome. They're just like one like the best people, and it's just been an opportunity to, you know, I think God is teaching me to basically humble myself and just share with them, learn from them as well, like their own cultures and stuff. I'm actually learning Karenni now. So I go across, I have two of my students who live across the street from me, and I visit them and just like spend time with them. I just like love them. And so I told the one girl, one of my students, her daughter, she's in high school now. I was like, hey, you're going to have to teach me Karenni at some point. And
Karenni is?
Karenni is like the, well, in Burma, there's Karenni, there's Chin, and there's Karen people. But most of my students speak Karenni. I just, you know, figured, hey, why not use this opportunity to learn a new language?
Sure.
Why not?
So I actually.
Bored. How many languages do you speak, Aisha?
I speak French. So I speak, cousin Cameroon. French is the main language, but English is my first language. Excuse me. So yeah, so I'm learning Karenni. So far, so good. But it's a little bit, you know, like the girl. Her name is Shawpaw. She's like, wow, your accent is so good. I'm like, well, thank you. And so it's just like neat to like interact with every, like just like go across the street and spend time with them, living in community. And yeah, it's been an awesome experience so far. So I'm enjoying it.
Now, Aisha, again, people listening, a lot of folks don't know how much the city of Buffalo is changing as it relates to being a refugee resettlement city. And, you know, I mean, Grant Street has been called Little Africa at some points by folks. And, you know, during the summer, you can drive down Grant Street and it feels like you're in another country with, you know, produce and food available, stuff like that. Help people that may not be aware of that understand how much, like how diverse is the area that you're serving in right now?
Well, I mean, I mostly, like, I haven't really explored much, but I do know, like, the my placement at Jericho, the drop-in center, there's, like, a West Side Bazaar. It has great food. And I guess, like, just, like, clothing from different countries. And just, like, when you walk in there, it's, like, a sense of, you know, diverse backgrounds, and it's awesome to see. And like you said, like, Grand Street, you know, like, having different, you know, people starting up their own businesses and bringing a little bit of their own culture. So it's just, like, I haven't really explored much since I've been here since September. But yeah, so it's just, yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I think one of the things that's really interesting too is a great Kingdom partner is Houghton College. You know, the reality is if anybody spent time in Houghton, it's kind of out in the middle of your kind of town, your country. I personally go back there. Does it feel like the clock just wound back?
I feel like you're judging me right
now. No, I'm not judging you. I'm just saying, you know, to each their own. Right? But here
that's
you go.
Judgment.
I mean,
that was judgment.
That was a ding. Just a scotch. But, you know, this is one of those things. When you look at some of the activity that's going on, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Houghton College is its ascending arm of Kingdom folks. I mean, there are unbelievable Kingdom practitioners that are doing great, great work on the West Side. And you can look at the education initiative at Symphony Circle and things that God is using people like Cameron Earhart and others to be a part of. That's great. But at the same time, like Houghton graduates saying, hey, the city of Buffalo, this is a field that I feel like the Lord is leading me to pursue ministry in. And it may be that you are vocationally linked in ministry. It may be that you're working a Joe job or a professional job. And but yet there are a lot of good Kingdom citizens coming out of this college that have a great mindset and a teachable, a low approach to how to engage a context that they may not be familiar with.
Yep.
And so this is just cool to see a Houghton grad, really a world student, connected to Houghton, doing great work in the city of Buffalo. That's great.
Aisha, you mentioned that you teach ELA?
ESL.
Yes. See, I couldn't even remember what you
said. He needs to take ESL. No.
what I'm trying to do is explain to people who don't know what you do. So because especially our Canadian listeners and actually a lot of people, I mean, if they're not ever involved in that, they don't know what is that.
Well, ESL stands for English as a Second Language. And so most of the students that I work with are adults, and you know, the Karenese, either Karenese speakers, that's a part of Burma, Kareni, Karen, or Chin, and so obviously they're learning English as a second language. Mm-hmm. Some of them, the older ones, actually are not literate in their own language, so it's a little bit more challenging in that aspect. Mm-hmm. But the students that I work with are they're slightly more advanced and intermediate level, so I'm actually able to like converse with them and. So that's pretty much what I do. So I teach English to people who are not native English speakers. Hmm. So, yeah.
How do you feel, like, as a practitioner of this? Like, this is something, obviously, you're excited about. I mean, I just love hearing you talk about it. How do you feel like God is using you in what you're doing right now to bring the gospel forward in your context?
The students I work with, they're just... their heart, I don't know, it's just really amazing just to interact with them. And I think God is definitely humbling me and just teaching me to be able to serve others. I don't know, like, a lot of their stories, but I can't imagine. I know with the few that I've, you know, made relationships with, they've been through, like, you know, lived in refugee camp for, like, 10, 12 plus years, and mm-hmm. it's just something I can't, like, wrap my mind around. And but just, like, their heart, and the passion that I have for life, and just like seeing the dedication, wanting to come to school every morning, despite the snow, and just wanting to like come and learn, is just very encouraging and inspiring to me. And it's just awesome to see, just like that, despite their struggles or be it financial, whatever, they don't really complain. They're some of the most generous people, and I just feel like God is just like opening my eyes to see that, you know, like, even though you claim, you know, we're claiming people don't have enough, or like they're underserved, but yet they still have like just like the heart to like want to, you know, so much respect. I know I'd visited one of as a Karenese church, and my students invited me, and the respect that I was given was just like mind blowing. I was invited up to the front of the church. I sat with the pastor and like the other elders of the church. I was like, "What is happening?" They were just like, "Yeah, we're just gonna invite you up to say a few words of encouragement." Mm-hmm. And I was like, "Okay, I'm just gonna go talk and go sit down." No, mm-hmm. 2 hours I was up front in front of the congregation. It was awesome. And so
apparently you're preaching today.
Right, no, exactly. And then after that we had like they called it family day. It was like a celebration. People brought in different foods and we just like ate together. And they brought me this massive plate of food, set it in front of me. And I'm just like, and literally like less than 5 minutes later, they come in another plate. Awesome. Like, I don't know. They just have like a big heart. And like, you know, God is just like showing me, that, you know, interacting with people different from myself and still, like, having the same respect that, you know, they're showing me. And it's just, like, an awesome opportunity that I have to be able to, like, just be there for them, helping them learn a new language and having them teach me their own language and just, like, about more about themselves and you know, just building relationships. Yeah. So,
you know, it's interesting. I teach through Houghton College at our institute out in Gettysville. And we have a couple of folks that have taken the missional behavior course that I teach and had a chance last year to have two Nepali students take the class. And you're talking about how do we be more missional? How do we make sure that bringing good news and good deeds together, how do we meet tangible needs in a community? And one of the exercises we have is like, hey, just tell us your grace story. You know, where has God brought you? Why are you here? How did you get here? And you listen to two Nepali men say, I was a refugee in my own country, so I'm not even recognized as a citizen in my own country. And for 27 years, I've lived in a refugee camp. And you say, well, what's a refugee camp? It's a camp. I've lived for 27, I was born in a tent, and I've lived 27 years of my life in a tent. And the way that I got here is I actually won a lottery to seek refuge in the United States. I love this country. And you just realize, man, I am getting an education in life and in kingdom citizenship. There's got Christ followers all over the world and what is happening there. And the fact that God is bringing these men and these women to Buffalo, it's something that we need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Because if we want to see every man, every woman, and every child have those repeated opportunities to see and hear and touch and interact with the gospel, those citizens of the kingdom, they look different. They bring different skills, different paradigms of learning.
Yeah.
to the table. Mm-hmm. And I think that God did not make a mistake as this is happening. Yeah. I think we need to pay attention to that as
there's,
leaders.
There's like a fresh opportunity when folks are coming to a new place, like if they're coming to Buffalo as a refugee, they're kind of they're ready for something new and different. Mm-hmm. There's an openness. There's almost like a sweet spirit there. Having just in a little bit interacted with some of our small group stuff that we did actually at the chapel, just with some refugees. There's you just sense a sweetness or kind of like an openness to hearing and to interactivity and there's you're right, Ryan. There's a huge opportunity there.
Yeah, and I mean it. Literally, it starts with like it just starts with awareness. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So couple years ago, I mean, I used to travel a ton for my job, mm-hmm. And by God's grace, I don't do that as much anymore because like the reality is there's so much work to be done here in Western New York. Mm-hmm. But your awareness is peaked. Like when you know what's going on, and when you see a family show up at the Buffalo Airport, and you see them in non-traditional garb, like mm-hmm. they've got garbage bags of clothes, and they're mm-hmm. waiting for a vehicle to pick them up. It rocks your world when you know, because you're more aware of what's going on, you know their whole life has been uprooted.
Yeah.
And they're fully trusting that somehow, some way, a life here is going to be better than anything they've experienced. And it just challenges me because every time I see a family in that situation, to be honest, it's hard for me to not weep on the way to mm-hmm. my car mm-hmm. because I know what's going on.
Yeah.
And my prayer and my hope is, Lord, help Christ followers to rise up and tangibly help meet these needs so that we can have a forever conversation about the gospel. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Powerful.
Very mm-hmm. powerful. Very powerful. Mm-hmm. It's one of those things that's not real till you know, like you said. Yeah. And you, mm-hmm. you, all of a sudden you wake up and, holy cow, this is real. Like, what if I had to, what if it, mm-hmm. the roles were reversed?
Huh.
What if I had to uproot and go to a place like Africa or wherever?
Yeah.
And you know, start over with no clue what I was going to do for a job, or no, you know, just kind of no clue how to. I mean, that's huge.
You would hope Aisha was there to teach you. The
yes, exactly.
Where's the ELA lady? I'm in the ESL lady. Yes. ELA, I need help.
Yeah. ELA is what people. Nope. Not going to bait me, Ryan. Yeah, we have 24. Ryan's like, we have 20 seconds left. Shut this thing down. Let's shut this monster down. You're listening to this monster is Christ Together. That doesn't go well together. Christ Together Radio. Every week we have a good time just sitting around talking about what God is doing in Western New York. I'm Ryan Cozy.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm Brett Larson. I was just going to throw. I'm Brett Larson sitting alongside Ryan Cozy. And Steve, thank you for joining us today. Steve Shank and Aisha from Bump. And join us next week, same time, same place, also on WDCXradio.com. Click on programs, go to Christ Together Radio.
Thanks for listening to Christ Together Radio. To join in, email Brett and Ryan at ctr@wdcxradio.com. Join us next week for more great discussion about Christ together.